I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We'll keep you entertained all morning as long as we possibly can. So a man who always keeps us entertained, a man that we like to bounce a couple dumb ideas off of as well, joins us on the North Obstacle Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is Zach Jackson. He, of course, is the author of, and you got nothing better to do, so you may as well read the book, 100 Things Browns Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Zach, how you been, brother?
I've been really bored. Thanks for asking. Thanks
God, for haven't we book. All? All right, so then let's just get this out of the way. What are you watching?
You know, so far, just the hodgepodge. I haven't locked in on one thing. A little of that is NFL free agency. You know, I actually have had some things to do. And a little of that is just that I'm not very good at sitting still and locking in. So I will have to answer that better for you in a week. But really, so far, you know, nothing out of the ordinary or nothing more for maybe like an episode and a half or something to this point.
I mean, that's the good thing of this is at least the Browns have been so active in free agency to this point that we haven't been bored, man. I mean, we've had so much to talk about. What do you think so far of what they've been doing?
Yeah, I think it's really solid. I think, you know, You have to be careful both ways, right? We've planned parades and that hasn't worked out, and we've said what are they doing? You know, when the truth is no one can fill every hole or nothing really gets answered for many months. So I think you say really solid. I use it this way: if we were having this conversation a week ago, right before any of it, and you said they're going to get Hooper and they're going to get Conklin. And they're going to get Case Keenum for the most important room in the building, and they're going to get Andy Janovich for nothing, I'd have said, well, that's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
You know, what are they going to do on defense would have been my question, which they've done a little there, you know, nothing long term. But, yeah, I think fairly solid, and I think you're looking at a team that realizes, you know, that there's some talent on hand. And we just have to see how it all comes together because, again, you know, last year was a disaster, and it started at the top, and that's why all these guys are no longer employed by the team. But you don't get any better when you change everything in the short term. And now we're probably going to lose the off-season program. You're definitely going to lose a portion of the off-season program. Last year at this time, you felt really good about the quarterback. That's, you know, not so much the case now. But this group isn't done. The team isn't done. And, you know, I think if you say, okay, they're not going to win the Super Bowl this year, and that's fine, you know, like the other 75 years. But if you say, I think I would like them to be a competent NFL team that makes strides, that competes, that shows its strengths and weaknesses and doesn't fire anyone at the end of the year, everyone, I should say, then that's the path you want. And I think it's a solid start.
That's where I am. That's really all I'm asking for is just give me watchable football and make it so that I'm not sitting here in December looking at coordinators and going, okay, who's taking over next? Well, it looks like the Eagles might have pretty competent. Maybe we can bring that group in. Like, I can't do any more of that mess, man. I just can't. So what do you think of the fact that Andrew Berry hasn't really made any, you know, giant overhauls to what John Dorsey brought in here? Instead, he's just kind of went, okay, this is my roster. Let's go.
Well, I would start by saying it's a little early there.
Okay.
Because I don't think there's any guarantee that Vernon, that Hunt, that Beckham, you know, is on there. And I guess when you spend what you spent on Hooper and Conklin, those do count as giant overhauls. Now, were they necessary? Yes. But you know, the reality is you have to make choices, right? They chose offense over defense. They've chosen to ignore linebacker largely. You know, they've chosen for 1 year deals, which is both part of a long-term plan in terms of compensatory picks. And it's saying, you know, we really don't know where this is going to go defensively. I mean, let's take a look here. We know Myles Garrett's going to get this mega extension at some point, whenever they work it out, right? Maybe they want to wait for Myles to get back. Maybe it's just a function of all the change. But with the exception of Denzel Ward also getting one, if he stays healthy, who really is on this defense long-term? You know, for all intents and purposes, Ogunjobi and Richardson are up after this year. If Vernon's on the team, he's up after this year. So, you know, you're looking and you're wondering, and I trust that this group did its budgeting and did its spending with a longer-term picture in mind. But especially when you change coaches, you really don't know until you get guys in here. And the moment they signed Hooper, I said, I don't know what this means for Beckham. And, of course, people were like, what do you mean? Why would I have anything to do? Well, Hooper's guaranteed to make 11 a year for 2 years, and he's a little bit younger than both Jarvis and Odell, who are supposed to make 14 a year for the next 2 years. That's a lot of money to pay your pass catchers if you have to devote it in other places, right? So this is just the start, but like I said, I think a really solid start, and I think this is a team good enough eventually to be competitive. And I don't think that anyone sane is asking for anything more right now, early on in this newest new rebuild.
It actually shocks me that Olivier Vernon is still on this roster, because you'd think with $15 million that could just fall off the book and be associated somewhere else, that they would just do it and go from there. Why do you think he's still here?
Well, I think it's a little like Kirksey that ended up the decision being made. But for most teams, it's just an easy decision. But for this team, they don't have anyone else. If you cut Olivier Vernon, Chad Thomas is your starting defensive end. Has he ever played like a starter? You know, you have a new defensive coordinator. So you still might make a move with Olivier Vernon. But just the way that the market shook out for pass rushers, there wasn't a lot of overpaying going on. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. They could still dump him for like a seven or for a lesser player at another position. But to just give him away when you could keep him and hope that he gets healthy and think that, okay, even if he just plays at a semi-high level, or even if we just get half the year out of him, that's certainly better than nothing. And, you know, I think it's a little why they haven't cut Chris Hubbard yet, right? Okay, Conklin replaced him. You're probably going to move on. We don't need to necessarily do it right now. You know, everybody gets caught up in the hysteria of the first few days of free agency, myself included, right? And that's when it's fun. But there's always a second wave of free agency, sometimes by injury, sometimes by guys that underperformed, sometimes by guys like the ones I mentioned that are in limbo. There's always the draft, the trade that changes things, leads to more trades, and makes more guys available. And then you can go all the way through the summer. And with Vernon, you know, they traded to acquire him, and they saw a specific role for him, the previous regime being they. And he's on a contract where he is under contract for this year, but not one dime of it is guaranteed. So there's no, you know, having to choose between door number one and door number two. You hold on to him and you try to use him if you can, or if not, you move on at a certain time. With Hubbard, it's kind of the same deal. You can pay him and you can keep him, and he's played, you know, you can argue about at what level that he's played. Or you can just take the small cap hit this year and move along. It's not a decision you have to make on March 20th or whatever the hell day it is.
He is Zach Jackson. You can always listen to the A to Z podcast with Andre Knott. And, of course, on top of that, with the book that's out, the Browns Beat Reporter as well. So are you still looking at the draft right now and saying, okay, it's best available tackle at 10, or do you think they have some versatility?
You know, I do think they have some options, but I think most – roadmaps lead to tackle. It doesn't have to be 10. You know, I mean, I think the way it's shaken out here, if they really love a guy, it might have to be up from 10. Or there have been options to move down. The first thing I thought when Tampa sign Tom Brady is they might be willing to move up and get their tackle. You know, they might have to move way up and really solidify that offensive line. The second thing I thought was they might really want Kareem Hunt, because a workhorse running back, I think, is the best way to protect a 43-year-old quarterback. So we'll see there. I don't know what's going to happen with Isaiah Simmons. And I think really the only two things that this first wave of free agency taught us about the top 10 of the draft is that Arizona's probably going to go tackle because they got their wide receiver, right? And the Chargers are probably just going to take the rookie quarterback and play him. So that's one up and one down for the Browns. And again, especially now, like usually they lock in on guys after a good visit or after a good private workout, something like that. And we don't have any of those, you know, and the ones that do are going to take place over Skype, and there's not going to be any impressions because there's not going to be anything to leak about how a guy acted in the building or, you know, did he stay an extra day or who did he really hit it off with, right? So I would say it's easy to say tackle, and that's probably right, but I would say maybe not far from locked in, but definitely not locked in. I just think there's a different ways they can go with their needs. They really need a deep safety. And if they could trade back, or, you know, a combination of trades even, and get in that 25 to 35 range, whereas now they're at 10 and 41, you can still get a tackle and then, you know, something else and maybe sign a stopgap and go. So we'll see how this works out.
It does. And that's the part of this that's really encouraged me, is it just opens the door for them to almost, you know, instead of being in the spot where you're like, all right, 10, best available tackle. I don't care who else is on the board, we're taking best available tackle. It puts them in a spot where it's like, now all of a sudden you're dictating the draft instead of the draft being dictated to you. You're just piecing together what you want to do from here. And I look at Patrick Queen, and I look at Isaiah Simmons, and I look at all these guys that could come in and immediately help, and it just puts you in this spot where it's like, okay, I can either take the fifth best tackle on the board, or I trade back and find myself into the second best linebacker.
Yeah, I think the question is, where's the run? You know, is the run on linebackers in the late 20s, early 30s? Is the run on wide receivers from 18 to 35? And you don't know that. In a normal year, you don't know that. But I always go back to, it really does take luck in this draft. You know, even 2 years ago, the Browns really liked Saquon Barkley, but they were taking quarterback at one, and then he went two. So the next two running backs they really liked were Rashad Penny and Nick Chubb. Well, at the end of the first round, Penny went, and Sony Michel went, who the Browns weren't taking, and they got gifted Nick Chubb, right? So sometimes it's just better to be lucky than good. And
absolutely,
until that board started going that way, that Thursday night, I don't think the Browns thought they were going to get Nick Chubb. When they went to bed that night, they knew that they were. But I don't think at 10 o'clock that night they knew. So I certainly think now, 5 weeks out from a draft, a brand new regime under strange circumstances out of their control really doesn't know who's going to be there at 10, 14, 18, all the way on down the list.
Yeah. All right, man. So we got the Ocho today. You watching any of the Ocho?
I would probably say I would tune in to a little bit of that. I mean, I'm really damn bored. So,
dude, we all are. We all are. You can only play so many video games and do so many puzzles and look at the same people over and over again. I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's not 20 degrees today so I can at least, you know, go for a walk around the block or something. But, yeah, I would say the Ocho is probably on the map somewhere.
All right, if there was one thing that's going to be on the Ocho today, and I can give you a couple things if you want, what do you think you'd be the best at?
Oh, gosh. I'm not really good at anything except drinking and talking. So, NHL 94 for the Sega Genesis, I'm really good, like one of the best in the world. So,
that would work. Okay.
Yeah, maybe that one.
I was going to say, for the stuff that I've got here, I'm pretty good at Golden Tee. I got to say, I've spent enough time in bars that I've become pretty good in Golden Tee.
is that one of the things?
Oh, yeah, man. 4:30, the 2019 Golden Tee World Championship is on here.
All right. Well, I will be on the couch at 4:25.
3:30, you've got Cherry Pit spinning as well. I'm full of hot air, so I think that would work too.
Oh, gosh, this is misery.
It really is. It's so stupid, and we have to entertain ourselves with the smallest things. Stay healthy, stay well, my friend.
All right, thank you.
Take care of yourself. He is Zach Jackson. You can, of course, read him all over the place. He is one of our favorite Browns beat reporters. Tons of good information there.
Baseball is back. and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.